gossip, and all things juicy. It's the AMPM report.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hello, Allison and Mark. How is the social distancing going?
Well, we miss you, but we're staying safe at home at Almar Manor. Hope you guys are doing well. Hey, to y'all.
Well, we love you. Well, I got to send a big happy birthday out to everybody who is celebrating on this stay-at-home Tuesday. You share the day with politician Al Gore, turned 72 today.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So big happy birthday going out to him, and also J-Rock the rapper and all the other people who are celebrating today. Happy birthday to you. Also, in other entertainment news, I don't know, you were a fan of Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince back in the day, right?
Of course.
Well, DJ Jazzy Jeff is recovering from pneumonia in both of his lungs. Now, he doesn't have the COVID-19, but he is recovering. He's not sure if he has it. He took the test, but the test has not come back yet, but he's recovering with that. Also, in other news, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo was diagnosed with coronavirus.
And, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Brother of the governor of New York, right?
Right, exactly.
Dealing with this.
Okay. And he's doing like you. You said he's broadcasting from home with the corona.
He is.
He don't get sick leave because he's working?
Well, look, he's essential, but who better to talk about it now than the brother of the state hit like this? So we wish him the best for sure.
Yes, we do. And other news now, we talked yesterday about how Rihanna and a lot of other celebrities are donating to everything that's going on. Rihanna donated $5 million. Well, Lizzo is doing her part. She's buying lunch for emergency room staff at multiple hospitals around the world. What do you think about that?
Her buying lunch.
It's nice. It's hard. Because Rihanna just put it out there so big, it's like hard, but still, every bit helps. Every bit helps. Anything we can do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now here's something I want to get your opinion on. Now, Pharrell, you know, he was trying to do his part, so on his social media, he put up a post telling all of his fans to donate for the COVID-19 fund. And he got a lot of backlash. A lot of his fans were like, yo, how you telling us to donate? We laid off. You worth $150 million. You need, you know, and he was like, yo, I didn't mean it like that. I was just trying to encourage people. What do you think about that? Because he's getting a lot of backlash.
Well, people are haters.
Okay. Well, you know what?
People are haters.
They are, but I think that it can come off a little tone deaf when people are, you know, rent is due tomorrow, April 1st.
That's true.
People are trying to figure out, you know, how they're going to make the rent and all that. So for somebody with a multimillionaire, it sounds a little tone deaf, but I believe he has a good heart.
You know what I mean?
I think he had a good heart.
And as we all know, what you put in the universe comes back. So if you believe that. If you believe that, then a lot of people don't believe that. So.
Right.
But also a lot of people don't put out in the universe. So it's kind of a catch 22.
That's true. Now, and speaking of donating, you remember Cardi B. She has mentioned on her social media that, you know, everybody's watching The Tiger King. Well, she mentioned that she started a GoFundMe account for Joe Exotic on her GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. But then she came back today and she said she was just kidding. She was not serious when she said that. And a lot of people are like, wow, you know, how are you going to say you're doing it one time and then you don't? Because I guess everybody's so enraptured in the whole series that she did that. But now there's unreleased footage that is now out of Joe Exotic.
Yes.
Have you heard about that?
Oh, I have. Oh, they're calling it the lost footage. It's blowing up on social media. He won't say the N-word, y'all.
Listen to this. Okay, you're a fan of Joe Exotic. You think he didn't do it? Listen to what he just said a while ago.
What's going on here in this country? It's absolutely pathetic. I can't say the N-word, but you can get on YouTube and watch any black man's rap video, and they're calling each other the N-word. What the hell is this discrimination? I'm white. I can't say the N-word, and they can't.
So does that change how you feel about Tiger King?
Why would anybody rock with him anyway? He obviously, I didn't have to hear that video to hear exactly. He's an obvious racist.
You think so?
He's off the chain. Of course.
He loves tigers.
He's a terrible, he's not a good person. He's a terrible person.
Oh my God. He loves tigers.
Okay. So.
Ask the tigers how they feel about Joe Tiger.
How do you feel about it, Allison?
I'm so disappointed. I am so disappointed.
You really expected something different from
him? No, I'm not saying I expected anything different, but like,
come on. With the mullet gave it away?
Right.
I mean, right. What the heck?
The mullet gave it away.
He looks like a poster boy for a racist.
I know people with accents who are not racist. You can't say that.
Absolutely.
He looked like a poster boy. If you watch watched the whole thing.
Serious?
He was racist. He's sexist. He's mean.
What do you
say? He's evil.
Okay.
You he's
know
bad.
What? All right. Well, look, if you watch, I want to know, Coco, what folks think about. What's the reaction? Because a lot of people have watched it. So can we open up the lines to that?
Yes, let's open
your reaction
to what
to
he
that.
Said. And this is what he said.
And it's going on here in this country. It's absolutely pathetic. I can't say the N-word,
what?
But you can get on YouTube and watch any black man's rap video, and they're calling each other the N-word. What the hell? Is this discrimination I'm watching? I can't say the N-word and I can't.
Join Allison Seymour and Mark Clark's family now.